This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a Friday, and I'm not sure how I feel about you saying that I bring a different, there's a different energy about it on a Friday as opposed to a Monday. You think I'm a little more excitable on a Friday?
There's no question.
Because the weekend's coming up? Is that
there's it? No question. Hmm. Gator on Friday is completely different than Gator on I think Tuesday. I'm the kind of same way. I hate Tuesdays at work. I feel like the Mondays are great because you got the whole weekend to talk about. Tuesdays. Tuesday's my least favorite work day. But anyway, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You excited for detestable Team A against detestable Team B?
No, I don't even know what I'm doing. Honestly, I have no idea.
You don't know what you're doing for the game.
No.
You know what else isn't happening? Kang found this today, and it's amazing. From Vital Vegas, according to industry sources in Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas is always hopping on Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Flights, people flying into Vegas, yeah. Numbers are down. Hmm. Hotel occupancy, down.
Oh.
Group and event bookings, rates have dropped. Now, this is not compared to last year when Vegas hosted the Super Bowl. This is compared to historic trends in Vegas. People flock to Vegas historically for the Super Bowl. Now, maybe you never did it, or you never did it, or you never did it, but it's historically a big weekend in Vegas, and people just aren't going. And people just aren't booking things and promotions and events and all that is down. And is it because it's detestable Team A versus detestable Team B? Could be. I mean, it could be.
Well, I'm looking ahead at the weather. No rain, little wind.
Are we talking about weather in Vegas?
Yeah. And 65 degrees on Sunday for a high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great walking weather. It's great weather. It's sunny. And it's Vegas for the Super Bowl. Normally, you're right. You'd think that sounds awesome, and not so much, huh?
Apparently, this year it is a negative. It is a negative, and the funny thing is, it's one thing to have, like I guess boring teams. I feel like both these teams are invoking straight hostility.
I saw something the other day that said that the map of the United States, that 80% is rooting for Philadelphia.
I'm in the category of I'm going to end up rooting for my bet, and that's
You're placing a wager.
I will place a wager, and we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. But yeah, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go big. Like, am I going to go double-digit dollar skater?
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you think that this
Dude, I have children, and I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I hear you. because this is a Super Bowl, we're here in Detroit, we really don't care. Is this one that people are more inclined to bet? Or are you more inclined, just to keep your interest, or are you more inclined to bet because you care about the game? Or does it not even change? People are going to bet regardless.
Am I more inclined to bet it because...
You're looking for something to keep you interested.
Here's the other thing about it. And to be... I'm hoping when the day rolls around, which is Sunday, that I do what I normally do, which is I behold the last day of football. I cherish it. It is a precious, precious thing, the last day of football. And I will set up shop in the basement at noon and just watch pregame coverage right up till kickoff, all of the pregame coverage, because I'm hanging on to the last remnants of the football season. And I'm hoping that when Sunday rolls around, that I'm compelled to do that. I'm probably putting more thought into the menu this year than previous years. I've got some ideas. I got some plans. This is a non-health day. Like, this is the full-on, I'll eat an entire bag of Frito Scoops day. Like those, the corn chips,
crazy,
the big ones. Yeah, I'll go through a full bag. Let's go.
Are you going to eat some red meat today? Is that going to be that crazy?
Okay, not that crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
The other white meat?
No, that stuff gets pork. Me sick. That
pork
stuff
ribs.
I get physically ill. So
whole pork sandwich.
Whole pork
I lost
sandwich.
Some sort of Ooh. Digestive enzyme. I can't do it anymore. But I'll go Frito Scoops.
Quitter.
I'll have quitter.
Well, he's quit for a long time. He's actually very consistent now.
I am. This is, but what are we gonna do, right? I mean, I'm gonna. My wife broke out a recipe today, showed me it's a buffalo guacamole dip, and I'm like, ooh, this could be interesting.
Made with real buffalo?
No, it's like
very lean.
I what I'm scared is it's just guacamole, and you're drizzling some like buffalo seed like
right.
on top.
Yeah, it might
not be anything special at all, but it sounds cool.
You know what? Here's the thing though. When you bring that recipe up,
yeah,
it does. Like it sounds like it's cool.
Yep.
You know what's really cool? Guacamole.
Just straight up guacamole.
Isn't it one of those things, you just don't mess with it, you know? Like, if there's the slightest tweak, it's like, do I add diced jalapenos to it or not? And if I do, how many diced jalapenos do I add to it? Do I want it chunky or not? Those are the debates I would have with guacamole. Thinking about throwing something completely different into the mix with it, I'm worried that it'll ruin it.
It might. And guacamole's some work. So you don't want to ruin it. It's probably a safe bet. Just to go back to the, I'm going to dice up a lot of garlic. I'm going to dice up a lot of onion, salt, pepper, seasoning. Like jalapenos. I'll do like jalapenos. I actually put a little hot sauce in there.
Oh,
we're talking about eight avocado kind of guacamole. I mean. Let's go.
You go cilantro or no? You're the soapy guy, so you don't like
No, guacamole. I don't. I actually like cilantro, but I don't do cilantro and guacamole. But yeah, I'm giving that more thought than I'm giving the damn game. Although I went full in on game preview stuff, and we'll get to the game preview for people who care about it. But and I'm trying to fabricate some excitement.
This
but
is
I can't.
Where the bet
I can't
comes
figure.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, am I going to bet on detestable team A or detestable team B? Don't know.
Or is this a game that you just bet prop bets because you don't care about the outcome?
I've thought
you just,
about that.
You only care about.
Yep.
Hey, is Mahomes going to throw for 300 yards? You know, will big play Slay have an interception?
I could. Yeah. I mean, the prop bet I would play is some sort of over on Saquon Barkley. Like I think this in preparing for this game, reading between the lines, listening to what is said and what is not said. I think they're going to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley 30 times. I think they're just going
to. I think they'd feed. Like to, unless it doesn't work, because you don't run against Kansas City.
They don't
give up 100-yard rushers.
No, but here's the thing: like everybody, these two teams have cheat codes, and the cheat code with Philly is that Saquon Barkley gets yards on well-blocked plays and plays that aren't well-blocked. Like, even if it's not well-blocked, he's getting yards. So
he's good at night games and day games. left-handed and right-handed pitching.
248-539-9797. It is Carson Anderson. We will get to the game a little bit coming up next and what's going to happen on the field. Some of the keys to this one, Super Bowl, what is it, 59? Super Bowl licks, as Gronk called it. That was actually a funny commercial. Even Gronk, no, it's Super Bowl week. What was it? Super Bowl licks. I cracked up. I laughed.
That's funny.
Yep. Anyway, we'll get to the preview of the game coming up next. We also got to talk about what Aiden Hutchinson said about Myles Garrett. That at 10:30. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Detroit, a great long is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out, and that's where True Green comes in. They're the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits and make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work. You sit back and enjoy the results. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, the game, the actual game, Kansas City and Philadelphia. What is your read on what's going to happen on the football field? What do you got?
Well, like we discussed, it's going to be, I mean, if you're Philadelphia, you're going to try to establish the run. You're going to try to run it early and often with Saquon Barkley, control the clock, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, and, you know, Barkley, you're hoping he breaks one or two like he has every game. He's dynamic. He's amazing. And if they're going to stop him, then can they stop both he and Jalen Hurts? It's going to be really tough. However, that's Kansas City's strength. They don't give up rushing yards. They don't give up 100-yard rushers. That doesn't happen on their watch. Not up in here. And this is one of those things. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, Kansas City's on a heater. They're going for the third straight. It's an interesting matchup because you got to like Philadelphia's defense, and you have to respect what Kansas City does offensively. I don't think Kansas City has enough offensively. And yet, until they lose, I can't bet against them. Like, if I had to place a bet on this, I would take Kansas City. Because until they lose, they're the champs. And it's just, they're too, I mean, 15-2 in the regular season. Winning every game, it felt like by a last-minute score, because they're just waiting to get to this point, and now they're at this point. These guys have all been there before, and you know a lot of the guys in Philly have been there before too. But I think it's gonna be tough. Well,
Kansas City's been there,
and
they've done that. Like this is a team that has, you know, I talked about the cheat code for Philly. Does Kansas City have two cheat codes? Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and part of the brilliance of Andy Reid is he uses the entire roster. He uses everybody on the roster, and there can be an outlier that has a big game for them because, you know, you'll turn around and Hollywood Brown will have a huge game, or Samaje Perine will have a huge game, and they'll just have other guys step up and have huge games. And that's, you know, it's like he saves these things in his back pocket for these games. And the other thing is their scripting. Like, I was like, all right, I know he's a big script guy. Let's go back and see how these games have started. Their last four games, this is just their last four. I wasn't going to do the whole season. So he scripts the first 15 plays. The last two of the regular season against, and the games that counted because they played a game at the end where they didn't play anybody. Yeah. So they play Houston with two games or three games to go in the regular season. Two of their first three possessions produced two of their three touchdowns. So they get two touchdowns in their first three possessions. They scored three for the whole game, but it was enough to win. Against Pittsburgh, their first 15 plays produced two touchdowns. Against the Houston in the postseason, they open with field goal, punt, touchdown. Against Buffalo, touchdown, fumble deep in Buffalo territory, touchdown, touchdown. Then they scored one touchdown in the second half. Like he opens with these scripts and they work. They move the football and they get points out of those drives. And if you're Philly, it's about surviving early the Andy Reid brilliant script, because he's really, really good at scripting plays early in games. And they get a bulk of their points early in games with early drives. And, you know, that doesn't mean It doesn't mean it's impossible to stop them, but you have to come up, you have to survive early Kansas City, because if they get a lead, you're in trouble, especially a team that loves to run the ball. Now, on the other side, I saw this stat is amazing. Dan Orlovsky retweeted it, and it comes from the morning show producer there, Hembo. Saquon Barkley became the 54th player in NFL history to score 20 touchdowns from scrimmage in a season. Okay.
54?
Yeah, 54.
There's that many that have had 20?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's not even the stat of the day.
If you had asked me, I would have said 10.
Okay, it was 54. Wow. He, out of the 54, averages the largest yards per touchdown.
Yeah.
Bigger than any wide receiver who've done it. His average touchdown this year came from 32.5 yards. Big, and 2 and 3 are wide receivers. Mark Clayton was 29 yards. Jerry Rice was 28.7. He's 32.5 yards per touchdown.
That's great. That is
a big play receiver running back.
Let me tell you something. You started off the week with a really kind of blasé stat, trying to compare the Red Wings to the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, you weren't having it.
I didn't have the energy for an eye roll.
No, he. It was as dismissive. And if I gave a crap about your opinion, it would really hurt.
Yeah,
but
today you're bringing it today.
You like that one?
Yeah, no. And
I didn't bring it. ESPN brought it this morning. But well, it's amazing.
Leave it to the professionals. But it's. No, it's eye-opening when you think about it, but that's how many long touchdown runs Saquon Barkley has
had. It's incredible.
And particularly lately, it felt like he's had two long runs each game in the last five games. It's amazing what he's done.
It goes back to, you know, his ability to make something. If they block a play well, he'll take it to the house. Like coaches like said, well, we think every play can produce a touchdown. We design every play to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
But if they block and play well, he's gone.
I saw something on Twitter that reminds me why I shouldn't root for Kansas City.
Oh, really?
You know, I've had a real hard time with this game because I don't like either. It's poison either way, you know? I don't like Philadelphia. I don't like Sirianni. To root for Sirianni is just, there's something wrong with you if you're going to do that.
It's very difficult.
I have Chiefs fatigue. I can still recognize that Mahomes is great. I like Andy Reid a lot. But there's one part of Kansas City that I can't stand. And I can't stand, it's the outside noise about this part of Kansas City that when I see it, I get triggered. And as I stand right now, I'm like all Philadelphia.
Wow. Because of it. I can't believe this. You found, out of all the characters in the game, I felt like you were most hostile towards Sirianni.
I am. And I'm not, the funny thing is it's more about the hype about this person than it is the person.
Well, you do hate hype.
Yeah.
I've come to discover that through the years.
But this is so strong, it's overtaking my disdain for Sirianni.
Well, I'm fascinated. Somebody out of Kansas City
has
triggered you more than even just looking at Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Should we take 10 texts?
You can.
Okay. Sorry to spring it on you, Kang, but yeah, let's take 10 texts. Who is it? What out of Kansas City is triggering Gator more than Nick Sirianni? First 10 guesses, sign your text. See if anybody gets it.
248-539-9797.
Triggers you more than Sirianni?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
And if somebody gets it, when you read it, I think you'll be, oh.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of guesses, and I can think of what they're going to be. We will get to that next at 1031. And what Aiden Hutchinson had to say about Myles Garrett was very interesting. Wonder what it means. That at 1035 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tuck Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I just realized something.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward to the kick of destiny more than I'm looking forward to this game.
Yep. There you go. Well, you got money on Eli, so.
I do. Well, I've got the, it's free, and you get the share of the, whatever it is, $10 million in bonus bets. And I got Eli. All right, so here are the texts as they come in. Okay. And I don't want you to respond until we're done, if anybody got it. These are things about, this is someone associated with the Chiefs that has actually trumped Gator's disdain for Sirianni, and it's why now you are leaning towards actually rooting for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'll read these, and then you tell me if anybody got it. Nick in Detroit says Taylor Swift. I knew we'd get that. Joey from South Lyon says Patrick Mahomes' brother. Lloyd at Costco says the Kelsey-Taylor Swift connection. Rafi in West Bloomfield says it's got to be Kelsey, right? Brian in Ann Arbor says Nick Wright. Chris from Westland says Taylor Swift. Gators triggered by the Mahomes brother. That's from Thomas at work. Taylor Swift and her smug-ass boyfriend. That's from Will in Ferndale. The Duff says, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say that ugly, annoying, well, I'm not going to use that, oh. But Travis Kelce's mother. It's so easy. Gator, did anybody get it?
No.
Oh, wow. So I talked about yesterday how, and I feel, I, you know, I'm sure that, and understanding that I probably violate, you know, people will might say the same thing about me, but when the Chiefs play-by-play guy says, you can disrespect the Chiefs, you can not like the Chiefs, but you're going to have to deal with the Chiefs. I'm like, oh my God.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. But that's, it's not him either.
That's not it.
Okay. Kang, do you have any idea who it is if it's none of those things?
No, I thought it would be definitely one of those, for sure.
All right.
Is this like completely off the radar, Gator?
No, I think when I say it or if you discover it, you'll be, oh, yeah. Forgot.
Is it anything to do with who is the ultimate Chiefs fan guy, that the Chiefaholic that no. got caught robbing banks?
The mascot?
Yeah. No, it was the guy who dressed up like, and he got caught robbing banks.
Was the mascot, wasn't he?
Was he officially the mascot, or was the guy who sat in the stands? I thought he was just a dude who sat in the stands. It's not him.
No, I would say it's five letters.
Five letters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely lost.
Someone who's identified in just five letters.
Super okay. Chiefs fan? That's five letters? Is someone famous? What?
I'm at a complete loss. Kenny looks confused. All right. Let's hear it.
Spags.
Steve Spagnuolo?
Yeah. I cannot stand.
I would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't either.
I cannot stand the hype about their defensive coordinator that play against Buffalo. He gets all the credit in the world for a play that, by the way, was almost completed. I get so sick and tired of all the love for Spags. And maybe it's because it seems like it's always Romo and what's his face that are doing, who's the play-by-play guy, Jim Nantz. It's like almost always those guys. It's bad enough that the color commentator who played the game is going to refer to Spags as Spags instead of defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. And he really made a great call there, Jim. That's bad enough. But when the play-by-play guy feels comfortable enough, like he's old friends with Spags himself, he's going to call him Spags. That's just a great call there by Spags, isn't it, Tony? Good God. I am so sick and tired of the Spags love. And I saw somebody tweet something out in like the last half hour about it. And I got triggered again. The damn Spags love. Can we stop with the Spags love?
Do you have the tweet?
I'm looking for it right now. But
as you search for that, you know, yesterday I made a confession on the air and I said the following. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just you here.
Is it?
Well, here's the thing about it. I'm not. Your feelings are valid because they're genuine.
Well, they're his feelings.
They're his feelings, yeah. So I've never heard anybody like have some sort of hostility towards Spags.
Doug, I don't think there's been a coach that I felt more indifferent about than Spags. Like, like for me,
right.
Personally, it draws no emotion out of me whatsoever.
I think it might be my disdain for Nance to begin with. And then how he gets so comfortable with, like, come on, man. You're a play-by-play guy. It's Spagnuolo, okay? That's who the defensive coordinator. You let Romo do it, and that's bad enough. So I did a search under Spags on Twitter. First things to come up. The Chiefs games are the Mountain versus the Viper in Game of Thrones. Spags lets you dance around the arena for a while. Shut up. Spags is a miracle worker. 2023 Super Bowl, Spags versus number one run offense of San Francisco. Spags held them to 3.6 yards per carry with the longest rush of 11 yards. 2022 Super Bowl, Spags versus the number one run offense of Philadelphia. Spags held them to 2.6 yards per carry and their top running back to 16 yards total on 7 rushes. Spags! Good God.
I absolutely love this, and to me it makes zero sense. But what it does tell me.
Chris Jones told him that they hired the great Spags to beat. Shut up!
So what it tells me, as you've talked your way through this, here's my conclusion. Your dislike for Jim Nance exceeds your dislike for Nick Sirianni. That's what I'm taking out of this. Jim Nance using the term Spags and giving him a ton of credit and hyping him up bothers you more than Sirianni's smarmy face.
In fairness, Jim Nance has a whole library of things that he has said and done that are really off-putting. Cutting off the tie. Let me give you my half a tie. Shut up. Get out of here. What is that?
He doesn't cut it. He just presents the tie. Now, given, I think it's weird as hell. I think the players must be like,
who is this guy?
Jim Nance is giving me his tie? Because every year at the Final Four, if you haven't heard the story, Jim Nance gives his championship game tie to a player that inspires him. And, you know, I wonder, it feels a little bit, are we taking ourselves a little too seriously?
Mm.
But, my man... It just says to me that Nance ranks higher on your list than
but it's not
Sirianni.
All these tweets I'm reading, none of them are Jim Nance reading it. None of them are even referencing Nance. It's all about Spags. I know Spags is great and Kansas City defense is good, but damn, the media talks like we didn't get since them in the dogfights all year. I don't know what the hell it says. I'm just looking at all these different everything's Spags.
Well,
on Sunday, he's
nickname.
Looking to add another Super Bowl masterpiece to his resume. In Spags, we trust.
Well, Doug, do you think he hates defensive coordinators with nicknames? He hated Wink Martindale. Wink. Yeah, see? Like, what is...
Okay, but let me
Wink
ask...
Wink because it's the old game show host. Wink.
We call you Gator! You are Gator! Some people don't know your name. You are Gator.
This is true. And completely not relevant to this discussion.
Isn't it?
No.
It's like...
Not at all.
I missed the memo on who's allowed to have a nickname and who's not.
Now you know.
Not you. Spags.
Is it? Defensive coordinators aren't. You are.
I'm not getting upset with AG. Spags.
All right, well, he is on the record. Spags is more irritating to him than Sirianni. So you're leaning towards rooting for Philly.
Yeah. Let's go, man. Saquon.
Hey, whatever.
I want Saquon Barkley to roll like 260 yards rushing on him.
I mean, the truth is, whatever motivates you to care, bravo.
I think I found something. You know, maybe it's because I felt guilty about not wanting to root for Philadelphia, even in the wake of that the great story of the kid who wanted to protect his sister. And
yep.
You know, and it is a great story. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry that your coach is Sirianni. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're back on board
with
the kid.
I can ignore Sirianni. Look at the greatness around it. And more importantly,
you're rooting for Trey's
team. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And more importantly, I can just root against Spags.
Okay. So that went longer than I thought. Aiden Hutchinson was asked about the possibility of Myles Garrett ending up in Detroit. His response was, who knows, but I think it's very unlikely. That was amongst what he had to say. I'm intrigued by this. As a picture circulated yesterday from the NFL honors ceremony of Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson, and Myles Garrett in conversation.
There you go.
But
what are you talking about?
Hutch on the record now says, who knows? I think it's very unlikely. We'll get to the full quote and see if we can figure out what's behind it. Coming up today at 10:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Super Bowl 59, one game, two teams, endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who will take home the MVP trophy, or win the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump into the action, adjust your bets, ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets if you win your first bet. So what I would do is I'd go find a prop bet and get an alternate spread like over 25 yards rushing for Saquon. Bet that $5. Your $5 won't have a big return, but you get the $200 in bonus bets to work with. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Doug and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. I said to Gator during the break, if he'd given me all day to guess what it was that annoyed him about the Chiefs, I would not have come up with Spags. I would not have come up with it. And I think it's fantastic. So hey man, whatever motivates you to have a rooting interest in this game, if it's your disdain for Spags, so be it. So be it. All right, so Dave Burkett of the Free Press posts a story regarding Myles Garrett, and there was that picture circulated of Goff and Hutch talking with Myles Garrett from down at the NHL or NFL Honors. It would be a story if they were at the NHL Honors. I'll read this from Burkett's story today. Hutchinson told the Free Press he thinks it's unrealistic the Lions make a move for Garrett. He writes, everyone's asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think you can't have that many dudes on one D-line. I don't know. Who knows? But I think it's very unlikely. So is that just mean he doesn't think the team can afford to sink that much money into one position group?
I don't know what to think about that. I mean, that's one of the things you can think of.
And is he just speaking in a very frank manner that,
I mean, it's hard to pay because he knows he's going to get paid. You're paying McNeil. You're paying a decent amount of DJ Reader for another year.
Because, by the way, full disclosure here, every time we bring this up, there's a flood of feedback we get with people saying you cannot sink that much money into one position group. And it's a cap world. And there could be some truth to that. Like, I understand that argument. It feels like this is going to be, it's going to be financially tricky to fit all those players at one position. It doesn't come without consequence to other positions, I guess, is the point. And there's some validity to that. Is that what Hutch is getting at here?
Maybe. And, you know, I think about maybe the opportunity to strike was last year to do something going into the 2024 season. Because when you say something like that, you look at, okay, if you had done it before the year began, Hutch is still on this early contract, and you would get a guy for 2 years or whatever that before you have to start paying Hutch. And I look at what Houston did. You know, Houston's got Will Anderson, who's outstanding, and young, just like Hutchinson's young. And they went out and they signed Danielle Hunter in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a big move to do that. Now you got these two bookend defensive tackles, one on a rookie contract and one on a free agent contract that, okay, can do it. The problem with looking forward with the Lions, if you want to read into this, what Hutch said, is that, and he knows he's going to get a contract. And he'll get a contract probably around the draft because that's when all the contracts were given out last year. So to think that, you know, Hutchinson's going to get close to $30 million a year. To have two guys getting that kind of money is hard to fathom it working. But then again, Aiden Hutchinson doesn't have to worry about that. He's not the one who has to think about, can we crunch the numbers and make it work? That's up to the Lions front office if they can find a way to do that. First of all, you got to find the right package of players and compensation to go to Cleveland if you want to make the trade. But I suppose that you don't even get to that unless you think that you can pay him.
So let's look at this in terms of, can you spend that much money on the defensive line? Last year, the team that committed the most amount of money to the defensive line was the Las Vegas Raiders. $72.7 million went to defensive linemen. That is 32% of the cap. It's over 32% of the cap. The Lions are 11th. They spent $47 million on defensive linemen, 18.56% of the salary cap. If Hutch gets a raise and you bring in a $20 million defensive lineman, it'll catapult the Lions up to near the top of the NFL. In fact, if Hutch gets a raise, you're looking at maybe having the most money sunk into the position in the league. And the teams at the top of the list, I guess this is another way to look at it, are they good? Vegas is not particularly good. Green Bay is number two. They're pretty good. Cincinnati is number three. I still think they're pretty good. The Commanders are number four, pretty good. Houston, number five, pretty good. The Jets are six. They suck. San Francisco is seven, pretty good. Cleveland is eight. They suck. Indy is nine, not great. Chicago's 10. So, and then Detroit at 11. There's mixed results if you do this. I mean, I guess it's the moral of the story is you can do this. It's got to be the right players, and it feels like Detroit would be identifying the right players. Now, where are we with McNeil? McNeil's cap hit. Wow. McNeil's cap hit in 2 years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 29 million. It jumps from 6 to 29 million, but that's 2 years down the road. And we've talked about how 2 years is where if they take on Garrett's salary, they could afford him this year. 2 years from now is where it gets really difficult.
Right. But again, this is where the rules of the cap are so strange. And so you need a serious, you know, math degree to figure all this out. And in a law here's degree one, to understand the clauses and everything
but
else.
But here's one fell swoop, how you open up the cap space is you cut Alim McNeil. His dead money, if they cut him in 2 years, they would save $22 million on the cap. Oh. And that you don't want to cut.
But no, that, you don't but, want to.
But you know what? These are the difficult decisions the Lions might have to make is, okay, we can have Myles Garrett for a year, but it's going to cost us Alim McNeil in 2 years.
And these, yeah, exactly. And then do you want to sign Myles Garrett immediately to an extension, mm-hmm. to a massive extension, to a guy who's going to be north of 30 when that extension hits.
If he needs a massive extension, I don't know, man. That's where you gotta ask yourself: is it really worth it? Now, then there's this from the same story. This is from Michael Strahan, and this I hate this analysis. I can't stand this analysis personally, but Strahan says he would do quote whatever it took to get Myles Garrett. If you put him and Hutchinson together, it's not even fair. Honestly, just go ahead and shut it down. And we'll see you back here next year watching those guys in the Super Bowl, if that's the case. Because I think Detroit has a good chance of being here. Just too many injuries caught up with them at some point. But having Myles Garrett there and a healthy Hutchinson, pretty unstoppable. Okay, when I read this, it sounds so bold. And, oh, he's the man, whatever it took. Okay, three firsts and Jahmyr Gibbs. That was Mike Tannenbaum's proposal. And so you'd do that. You'd do three firsts in Jahmyr Gibbs because that's whatever it takes. And then the sense of certainty that winning the Super Bowl comes with and the cost, the long-term cost of adding him, like we just said, what if it costs you Alim McNeil? You know, is it really worth it? When they're already good enough to win the Super Bowl, they just don't need a historic number of injuries. I want to win the Super Bowl too, and I want Myles Garrett too, but that's why I balk at whatever it takes.
Right, but when you see a guy like Strahan who has won a Super Bowl, I think he's won the Super Bowl, right? One of those Giants teams. And I think there are a lot of players out there where they have the opinion, if you've got a chance to overload things just to win it once, you do it. And even if this would mean, yep, you took a shot, best shot you ever had, you got to take it. Even if the ramifications down the line are you've really screwed your team over for the long haul. But in the short term, you finally got a chance to win that championship that you've been chasing since 1957.
All are reasons why I want him. But I'm certainly not in the whatever it takes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you
that
there.
To me, it's bold talk. It catches headlines. It makes you look like a badass.
Right, until you say, okay, so three picks and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Like, no. I wouldn't do that.
What if that's what it takes?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. In the meantime, is Hutch being pragmatic? I think he's probably being pragmatic.
He is, or is he just trying to keep things in the down low? Low down, no doubt.
Is he? I hope when they were talking, when that picture that circulated, we've tweeted out that picture, by the way, if you want to check it out, at DunGator971 on Twitter. I hope he's recruiting him.
I would hope so too.
Yep.
You know, I'm bringing in Jared Goff over there. That's not going to hurt. Yep. You know. Oh, you were fifth in the MVP voting. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
You guys are talking about life in Detroit. How great it is, right?
Hey, you've got that broken leg, but you're walking around. Could you really have played in the Super Bowl? Huh?
Like that?
You're going to be completely healthy, huh?
Those conversations, I hope, aren't. Hey, it's not likely you're coming to Detroit. I hope those conversations are. Look, I'm going to downplay this, but we want you bad. We want you bad.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that. That's what I hope what's going on there. Anyway, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.